keep sitting back and thinking, this isn't happening in America. Antifa's not here. Somebody will stop and clean this up. Americans are just too naive to think that somebody would dare come in and try to deceive them, like government people that we're told to trust, or their own doctors, or CDC. There is so much mental pollution that they just don't believe is possible in the U.S., and so they're stepping back. They better wake up. Think about it. In olden times, when a country would come in and take over another country, they tore down their statutes, they got rid of their history, they got rid of their religion, they got rid of their way to protect themselves, and they're exactly following all of that. People need to stand up. You know what matters? Freedom. Freedom matters. And that's where they ought to go.
Before we get into the program, I want to tell you about the amazing weight loss product, Tetragym. The DAY formula has hunger control, optimizes hormones, and boosts metabolism. The NIGHT formula releases fat cells while you sleep, also optimizes hormones, and boosts your metabolism. Tetragym has an industry-unique formula with five active ingredients that work. It's why they give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. But it gets even better. Listeners, now through the end of August, will receive 25% off any of their products, including 25% off their already great deal of $2.99 for a six-month supply. The six-month supply not only comes with 6 months worth of the DAY and NIGHT formula, but also a free ebook and a 12-week class for you to participate in to help you lose weight and keep it off. Of course, the class is optional. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop to learn more and buy yours today. Don't forget to look for the coupon. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Sherry Edwards coming back, and my listeners have really wanted her back, and people love her information. And I want to tell you, I only have part of it. I'm giving you some highlights that YouTube is okay with in this episode, and then I am going to air the full thing on BitChute and Library and maybe some other places. If you're listening to this in audio form, you're going to get the whole thing right now, so don't worry about that. But for those on YouTube, because if YouTube has made it very crystal clear that they don't want this stuff on their platform, then I just won't put it there. So I'm going to include the stuff that I think is okay for YouTube, and we will air it elsewhere on the platforms that are okay with that information. And it is what it is. But this is a very explosive interview. We're going to be talking about Biden and what the vocal prince says about his health. I mean, it's pretty obvious that there's something going on. And so she's going to dive into what really the vocal prints are saying, what's going on. And then we're also going to get more into Corona or COVID-19 and what's going on there, what the solutions are based on the vocal prints. And again, that's not going to be here. It's going to be on the other channel. And I want to tell you, she's been born with a mutation in her ear. If you don't know her story, I have her story on one of the first search, Sarah Westall, Sherry Edwards. Look for the first interview I did and explains her story. She's also all over. You can see her story. But if you're somebody that doesn't understand that how frequency works, you think it's silly or whatever, you just don't get it. Just don't even watch this. Just leave. Don't bother commenting. Just go away. And if you don't understand it and you want to, and you think we're silly, go do some more research and then come back. I just don't want to, honestly, I don't want to deal with people who aren't awake enough or aren't, I don't like the woke comment, but just aren't smart enough to be able or too close-minded to venture into science that's beyond just a box. And doesn't understand what consciousness is, because we talk about consciousness in this as well, and frequency. If you don't get it, then just leave. But apparently, the top institutions in this country, MIT, Mossad, there's an intelligence agency that they're working with a firm that has done frequency on your voice for COVID. There's multiple institutions. Johns Hopkins has proven this works, Mayo Clinic. It's real. And so go do your research first and then come back if you think it's not. And if you think that we're fruitcakes, because I don't want you here. That being said, This is a great interview, and I'm so happy. Sherry Edwards is a gem, and we're very lucky to have her. And again, you're going to see parts here, and then go to BitChute or library or my website, sarahwestall.com, and you can get links to where else this is. You can get all the audio platforms. I'm on streaming audio, and I'm also on podcast everywhere. So there's all sorts. I'm on like over 50 different. If I'm not on the one that you want me on, let me know, and I'll add it to that. But I am consistently ranked on Apple Podcasts in countries all over the world in the top 10. I put it in there when I'm on a top 10. I'll take a picture. I've been top one in a lot of countries, ranked number one in business news. And I'm just really pumped that people around the world are getting this very important information. It's so important. I know we're censored hardcore on certain platforms, but other ones we're not, and other countries we're not. So that information is getting around. So I'm so thankful that they can't keep the dam completely without holes. It's getting out. So before we get into this interview too, I want to tell you that thank you so much for supporting my platform on Patreon and on my shop at sarahwestall.com/shop. And we have great products there. So please think about going there and supporting my affiliates. So let's get into this important interview with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry. Welcome back to the program.
It's great to be here.
It's been a while, and I know a lot of people are very excited that you're back. My listeners absolutely love your information, and we all know why. I mean, you have people copying it. The top institutions around the world are copying your information, and it's been pretty amazing how much they have been over this last year.
There's been 5 patents filed about vocal profiling, and I warned these guys. I said, if you try to take this and make money on it, I'm going to put it all in public domain so everybody gets it free. And that's what I want to do today, if that's you're open to that.
I am. Let's do it, because it's not right. They want to make money off of people's misery. And I guess it's okay to a certain degree, because you got to make a living in what you do. But to patent it and bar it from everybody is, when it wasn't theirs to begin with, is and the original creator wanted it to be available to everybody, is blatantly awful. It's just not ethical. So anyways, before we get into that, into the COVID and this explosive information, I want to talk about Biden, because you have equally explosive information on, and people know it's obvious that he's ill, but your vocal prints, you've been looking at it and what's really going on with him. Can you talk about Biden?
Well, we've been following this all along, and he was nearly dead in the water till that other guy from New York jumped in and put in all those millions and then gave all of his followers to Biden. Until then, Biden didn't have a prayer, and he knew it. Now he's being a puppet for somebody else. But my warning, and we can post this on your site because we've written it out for people, the warning is he has vascular dementia, meaning based on what he eats, what's running around in his system and his brain, he has circulation issues and in his brain. And it really is a category called vascular dementia. So what's running around the veins and the arteries and in your brain and all that gets changed with what you're eating. And somebody could easily kill him by changing his diet or manipulating his diet. And I think he's just a puppet anyway. He's just a placeholder for something else that's going on. He doesn't indicate that he is ever going to serve as president.
Well, and I think people know that, and they say that's why the vice president announcement is so important. But, you know, it's just not okay for us to have a puppet up there, and then we don't vote really for the person who is going to be in office. But one thing I saw on your documents is the fact that he's at urgent risk for a stroke.
Yes, at least bioacoustically speaking. I'm not a physician. I can't say that. But I can say by the numbers, by the indicators in his voice, yes, stroke could be at any moment.
And his physicians, his family, and the people around him that should care about him should be taking this seriously and not be using him as a puppet. Now, does he want to be used as a puppet, or does he even know?
He really wants justice his way, based on his rules, based on his history. He's into justice, but justice his way. Just Obama was the same way. He was very good at what he did, but he did it based on what he wanted, not what was good for anybody else.
So, because, you know, he's done so many crimes, and he's, you know, the Benghazi and not Benghazi, but Ukraine, and all the lies and the manipulation, and his son being on a board of the oil company over there, and what he's done in China. He's just riddled with crimes, and it's worse than anything that Trump has done, but yet he's getting away with all this because the media is not covering it. So when he talks about justice, is he thinking what he does is okay, but other people, he can commit crimes, but other people can't?
Exactly. Just like the Clintons, and they have one rule for them and one for us. Did you see the thing in Congress? They're trying to pass a law that the Congress people don't have to wear a mask, but everybody else does.
I did not see that. That's incredible. I didn't see that. I'd love to see a link to that, because I wouldn't be surprised.
They don't have to take the shots, but everybody else does. I mean, it's like they think they're the elite and we don't matter. And I think that what's going on in the country, in my personal opinion here, we as the populace don't want to think there's ever anybody in America that's not a lover of freedom. And they keep sitting back and thinking, this isn't happening in America. Antifa's not here. Somebody will stop and clean this up. Americans are just too naive to think that somebody would dare come in and try to deceive them, like government people that we're told to trust, or their own doctors, or CDC. There is so much mental pollution that they just don't believe is possible in the U.S., and so they're stepping back. They better wake up.
I think that, yeah, they're trusting people, and they don't think that the government would lie to them, because they get on air and they say it with so much great actors, plus they get media people who are sincere but don't understand to front for them. They're very good at it.
Think about it, in olden times, when a country would come in and take over another country, they tore down their statutes, they got rid of their history, they got rid of their religion, they got rid of their way to protect themselves, and they're exactly following all of that. They stand in your face and tell you something's not true, and you can see absolutely that it is, and we're in this state of cognitive dissonance. People need to stand up. You know what matters? Freedom. Freedom matters. And that's where they ought to go.
Absolutely. That's why I want people to support Sheriff Max Fund, to help him educate at least a third of the sheriffs in this country to protect our rights. And not only to protect our rights, you know, they're understanding what their oath of office is, but how to do it. How do you go about protecting the people's rights? And it's just such an important project. It's so incredibly important. But I want to get into this COVID nightmare, because although it is a real thing, there's so many lies and it's been used to destroy our country. And so I'm just so disappointed, because we were all up front trying to help people and sharing it. And they're using all the information against everybody instead of to help people. And so I'm glad that you're giving away things for free. There's no reason people should be dying. But let's get into the new information that you learned about COVID, because it's really important. And where do you want to start?
I want to start with, I think the government is hiding behind something, because when we first came on and we did all the research in, I think, December or the first part of January, and I decoded all the COVID, we went back in February when they changed it to COVID-19, and it's different stuff. So they're trying to slip something in. Even if you're going to try to study it, it's not the real thing. And it's coming out of the Ebola. They aren't really looking. If you look at the records, they aren't looking for a cure for COVID. It's a form of SARS. That's already been done. So one, when we first started, it was 111.68. And now they've hidden other things underneath it, I'm trying to say, to 118. And we've written a paper where we've published that.
And I will repost that. I will have a link to that on the show notes. But what do you mean they've hidden it? Like what they post of the truth of the virus is not really what it is?
Well, if somebody goes looking for COVID-19, that's not the original stuff.
What do you mean by not the original stuff? I mean, it's not that they change it, but where can people go? Where did people go before? And where do they go now to see what it really is?
The government databases more than anything else, the protein databases, the enzyme databases, they're all there. And when we started looking, it was under Corona. We got the numbers. We decoded it. We announced it on your show. Then we did it again in February, and it was different because they changed the name to COVID-19. Now, is it the same stuff or no? It isn't. It can't be different numbers if it's the same stuff. And it gets worse.
Well, wait a minute. Let me clarify, because COVID is a family of viruses, right? But when they called it COVID before, they were still being specific to what they were seeing in China, correct?
They called it Corona before, and that's what we originally decoded. And now they're calling it COVID-19 and saying it's the same thing. Well, I've decoded both of them.
I misspoke then. Corona is a family of viruses.
Yes.
Okay. And then they changed it to COVID-19. But when they changed it, they also changed what the proteins were and everything else.
Yes. So when we first started, we came on, we gave the numbers for the corona and then all the 14 different proteins, and it got too much to handle. And it was just too big of a numbers because they ran into AIDS and they ran into cancer. But I need to back up a step. In October of 2000, 20 years ago, we published an article in Nexus Magazine, and you put it on your list of our stuff. I announced then that there's super bugs coming, and this is the way you deal with it. And we were flabbergasted by what we found. I hear things from people and objects, and it's just a quirk of my ears. My ears are mutated, and they've proven it in university labs, government labs. I really do hear this. And Johns Hopkins University proved that it's real, what I'm hearing. So I'm looking at this guy's blood on a piece of glass underneath the microscope. And it was a bunch of people here that got some kind of heart bacteria. And I sang to the blood, and you could see the coating drop away and the killer cells in the body come and devour this particular pathogen. Not only was that going on, but we repeated it and did it with a woman and looked at her blood as I was singing to it, and the blood in her body changed the same way as the blood under the microscope. That's frightening.
What does that mean? Explain to us what that means.
That somehow blood out of your body is still connected to the blood in your body. It has some kind of intelligence. And think of all the experiments that they're doing, putting your blood in other people and giving it pathogens. And the blood outside the body responds as if it's still in the body.
Wow, interesting.
Now, we didn't repeat that very many times. But singing to somebody's blood in a cup or a microscope or tea leaves they've drunk, there's some kind of consciousness in the fluids of the body that we aren't paying attention to. So we published all of this in 2000 in Nexus Magazine. And we said the way to go about this is to look at the coding on the cell, on the pathogen, and go there. So we're on your show with the COVID, and we find out it's just too big. We can't deal with it numerically because it's mutating so fast. We don't know what we need to look for. Maybe in one little group that would be the same, but the next group is going to be different. So we went a different direction. We started looking for what is COVID doing to people's voice? And we found out that people who have bad radiation numbers, meaning they've been exposed, have COVID far worse than anybody else. So we started looking for the radiation and knew that those people were going to get it worse. Now that sent us over here on a hydroxycodone thing. We'll talk about that in a minute. So as we're looking at this radiation, we find out what is really going on. These are the people who are sensitive to smart meters. They are sensitive to their cell phones. They are sensitive even back 75 years ago to Hiroshima and Fukushima now. And so we wrote an article about radiation prepared your cells for invasion. We put that out. Nobody paid any attention. That was in August 2019 in Nexus Magazine. Now, last week, somebody wrote an article, and it was a big prestigious
NIH. It was in the NIH government database.
I don't exactly remember which one it was. Maybe I can find it here.
Was it the one where they said that 5G radiation affects COVID?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was in the NIH government database, and when InfoWars announced it, they removed it from the database.
Well, we wrote that article 10 days before they ever released theirs, saying that this prepares the cell. So we went looking in the cell and found mitochondrial damage. And so we did a database for that. From that, we had already put out that it was iron and zinc, and almost every one of these papers that have been sent out that we announced on your show, selenium and glutathione and NAC, all of those that we announced, somebody wrote a paper about it. MIT and Carnegie Mellon, they never mentioned us. Some of them deliberately took our name off.
The thing is, they all know it's true, but they don't want to be associated with you, and they don't want to give you credit. But in their defense, I'm not going to defend everybody, and I don't defend anybody not giving somebody credit. But in their defense, if you're associated with independent journalists, for some reason, we can't get over this hump that you're suddenly tarnished, and it's bullshit. I'm sorry, but we are the ones bringing the information forward. And if we don't get past that psychological barrier, we are hosed as a society. And this is an example of it, where they're so scared to even relate to the truth coming from somebody like you, who is you should be known throughout all of history based on what you're bringing forward, instead of being shunned. But keep going.
In what we were doing, we depended on Trump's thing, leave no stone unturned. So as we're dealing with this mitochondrial and what's going on in the deep cell, we ran right back to iron again. And so iron in the body needs to be aligned. And it's kind of the same thing that they're saying in China about acupuncture. That's what they're doing with this interstitium. They're realigning all of the iron that is helping the body deal with electrical issues. But think about, here is the earth, and it has an iron core, and that iron core has to be lined up just right, or the earth gets kind of wobbly and weirded out. Same thing with your cell. We took it a step further, and we looked at gravity and how gravity and iron is connected. And looking at some of the Chinese information, and people have emulated this. It's iron. COVID breaks up the iron, breaks up the mitochondria, breaks up the cell walls, so that makes you very vulnerable. Now, I've been approached by some people who want to know how to see COVID in someone's voice. It is so scattered with all these mutations, it's very hard to do. But they wanted me to see 100 people, give the information to them, so they could go to other countries and charge the government to test their people. I told them to stuff it up their nose.
They just want to make money, yeah. And I mean, and it's fair to collect and make a decent living, but if it's just there to take advantage of a situation. It's just not okay. But keep going.
They wanted me to do all the work, and then they come in and patent it. And I said, no, I'm not that stupid. And I said, I'm giving it away. I'm giving it away to every country, because what's more important than identifying is curing. And I'm not allowed to say cure, but I am today, because we're going to give out those frequencies also. We took people who had COVID and who had COPD, so that they couldn't breathe right and their lungs were a problem. And we were able to help them breathe and reverse these symptoms. And I want to share the frequencies that helped do that with everybody. And we want to do a class to lead people through going to our website and getting this done for their own voice for free.
Excellent. That is so excellent.
And to set up a bioacoustic community everywhere, in every city, so that we aren't under somebody's boot for medicine. Was it Rosenberg that said in the lectures that the only way we're going to balance the budget is to ration the old folks' medication?
I don't know who said it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we have done now, we have the frequencies for medications for pain. We have the frequencies for insulin. We have the frequencies for fibromyalgia. And we are sharing those so that everybody can provide dominion for their own family, their own health, their own community. And nobody dictates who we are, what we're doing, or how we can help ourselves with frequency. Your body is a mass of frequencies, and we just found a way to tap in. And we have been teaching that free to people, and we are have been giving people free softwares so people can have this for their loved ones.
And it's for so many issues. Now, how can people get a hold of you? And we're going to publish when you're going to do this study. We'll put this with the show notes. But how can they get a hold of you in general and get this for their loved ones?
Sound Health Portal, PORTAL.com, and go to services. Now, classes are a little different, but there are so many tutorials on that site, they can do the class on their own. We also have a catalog that's listed on our site, Sound Health Options, that tells you every class, which ones are free, everything that's going on. We want to put this into public domain so nobody can patent it. And Amazon filed a patent. Some people who took our course and have our software filed a patent. And if I give it away to everybody and put it in public domain, their patents are worthless. And anybody who's going to use a patent against somebody and their health, because people are healthy, can't fight back. And I think that's the issues, some of these things that are going on. Here's a doctor, or what's her first name? Stella, I can't remember. She has 350 COVID patients that she's cured. She's on a video that's being sent 800 million times or something. That's not it. I think it's 80 million.
A lot.
And they took her off the
I
air.
know.
Do you remember
Yeah,
that?
and there's a doctor in Texas that's using a inhaled steroid, and he's cured about that many people too because it just gets rid of the inflammation, and they won't let. I mean, he's nowhere. Why aren't we listening to him? And then Taiwan only has had 7 people die because they're using the same stuff he is. It's absurd.
Totally absurd. Why are they getting away from the cures that help? They don't want people to get well. And they were talking about WHO, World Health Organization, CDC. And we have been giving away these frequencies for the flu for years.
It's
And I think.
crazy. They're not the source of good information, but they're telling people it is. If you want the source of good information, go to the people who are actually having results that are phenomenal instead of this BS. And anybody who has rational thought, who can be intellectually honest, has to look at this. I mean, this is why you're saying everything is backwards. It's like, what? How can they possibly do keep this stuff away from people? It's evil. flat out evil.
There's not a word bad enough for what they're doing. They are keeping you from information. Why not at least give you the acknowledgement that you have a brain and you can make up your own mind in what's going on? People who try to keep the truth from you are the bad guys. Get rid of them.
And I'm just going to warn you that I'll play part of this on YouTube and I'm going to upload the full versions to my other platforms because I don't think they'll keep this one up. I know that Spiro Scorus had a video up and it lasted 10 minutes because they talked about exactly what we're talking about. So I'll play the Biden stuff and then we'll air this elsewhere but I'll play it on YouTube and I'll let people know because otherwise they're just going to delete it. I'm just going to plan for that.
What we can offer people when they go to our Sound Health portal, they can give us 30 seconds of their voice and we can tell them what their mitochondrial is doing, their gravity, their iron. It's all bioacoustically based. But I'd like to give out 6 frequencies that we found that are common to COVID people. These are what we found in all the people that we did. And we have a very small N, less than 20 people, but we thoroughly went through them. 1622, 1805, 2133, 2444. Now that's a really important one. That came up a lot. 2322 and 2736. Now, out of the people that we had, we looked at what was common and we gave them frequencies and they started to be able to breathe again and their oxygen came up. We've done this before with emphysema people and the lung tissue actually reconstituted itself. In the article that I sent you, I gave you all of those frequencies that people could look for. And a week from Saturday, we are going to be doing a class and we'll give it to you. It's free, and it's going to teach people how to look for these frequencies in their vocal print.
What is the date of a week from?
Week from Saturday. What is this Saturday? Let's look. We'll send you information.
So the 15th.
The 16th, yeah. Well, it'd be the...
No, the 15th.
15th. It's going to be a 2-hour class. It's open to the public. We have got a bigger site so that we can handle thousands of people.
Excellent.
And we're going to, if they pre-register, we're going to give them a textbook and a lot of other things that they can use in class. It's totally free.
Is the textbook free and things? They can download it PDF or?
Yes.
Excellent.
They
Thank
register,
you, Sherry. Yeah.
They can get the stuff right there. But it's about 12 different frequencies that we've used on people. One to help them breathe. One person that cleared up their eyesight, cleared up their nose, cleared up their cough. And it's silly, but sometimes we were handing people stuff outside the window because the governor says we can't bring them into the building.
Oh, jeez.
So we got these. We don't think they are a cure, but we would like to somebody who's a legitimate researcher to get in contact with us and help us move these on.
Well,
to help other people.
Thank you so much, Sherry. I hope we get the word out far and wide enough for this class that you're doing. Again, tell us what the link is for that and for your website, and we'll go from there.
SoundHealthOptions.com, and we are just a data research about vocal analysis. We started it, and my first paper was published in the 80s. There's none of these people. Some of them are still in diapers, you know, when I did this. I want this to belong to the people, and that's why we've included in the paper all the things we gave out about flus, because when we started looking at corona, it was just obvious to me that this is just the first one. We get over this one, there's going to be a next one. So why not go to our own cells, make them well, and then nothing can bombard us.
Well, and the thing is that this isn't the first one. They're going to keep doing waves. So we really need to focus on our immune system and get ourselves healthy as can be. We have to.
Yes, that's what this paper's about. We even decoded this old-time Yersinia pestis that killed thousands of people around the world, and we're hoping to get this around the world. The paper, all of these charts in here are to help with the next round, and we will continue doing this. A paper came out today that said 100% of people had reactions to the new vaccine. Now, are they going to force us to take a vaccine where the vaccine company has absolutely no responsibility?
Yeah, the whole thing is absurd. Again, if people have an intellectually honest and can critically think at all, this would not be happening.
I can usually break a code of some kind of disease in 3 charts, 10, I know I can do it. But with the corona, it's all different kinds of versions of it. And that's why I'm not even going to bother to break the code. I'm just going to...
It's because they keep putting things out there, yes. Isn't it? It's not really just one thing. It's a whole bunch of things they're hitting people with. I'm seeing that too. But we can fight it with just being healthy.
Yes, and knowing that we can look at it and take the math and get an antidote. We want a bioacoustic center in every community. And that's why we teach people for free and give them free software so they can open that community and we don't have to be sick anymore. Think of it this way. When they said this about let's take away insulin from people, I went to work and found a frequency that'll help with insulin, help bring sugar down. So if they start to ration insulin, we already, as a big group, have the answer. And we're willing to teach you more. We have classes every week that we want to offer to people. The one that is next Saturday, not coming, but after that, we're going to open it to the public. Anybody who wants to be there, it's absolutely open to the public.
Thank you so much, Sherry, and thank you for coming on this program. And again, it's going to be available on BitChute and Library, and maybe I'll upload it to other places as well. And thank you so much.
Thanks for helping us spread the word. You're one of the good guys.
Try it.